We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amad Yomi Hilchos Tzitzis Simen Ches. We're in the middle of Sif Beis. The Machaber says, "V'nachon sheyichaser rosho betalis." It is best for a person to have their head covered with the talis. The Mishnah Berurah says that covering the talis, your head with the talis, brings you to Yiras Shemaim. The Taz says that you should also wear your yarmulke even when you are covering your head with the talis. You should have both coverings. The Bach says that your talis should cover your head the entire davening, from the beginning, Adon Olam, etc., all the way until the end. But Mishnah Berurah says, if you're not going to do that, then at least you should have it covered for Dalet Amos, so that would count as having the Atifa. Even though the Bach says that one should have their head covered the entire time, and there are many who say that this is the practice, to have the head covered the entire time, Rav Shechter quotes from Rav Soloveitchik and Nevesh HaRav, who brings Rayos, that one only needs to have their head covered during the Dvarim Shebekdusha. And it was a practice of Rav Chaim as well to cover his head for Baruch Hu and Kaddish, but then to uncover his head for Shema, and to then cover it again for Shemona Esrei and Chazaras Hashatz. And Rav Shechter explains there why it was specifically the importance of uncovering the head specifically for Shema. However, there are those that keep it covered the entire time. And the Mishnah Berurah then goes on to explain the Atifa that we explained yesterday, what the process is of performing the Atifa, explains going down until the mouth, and etc. We said the importance of not covering the entire face, because that's not called an Atifa, as a person doesn't actually cover their head that way, because you wouldn't be able to see. It's important to point out that there are some who didn't have the practice of doing the Atifa at all. The Vilna Gaon is quoted in Maaseh Rav as not really doing an Atifa at all. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Halichos Shlomo is also quoted as not doing a complete Atifa either. The Mishnah Berurah then quotes that it sounds like from the Gemara that a single person, a person who is not married, should not cover their head with the talis even if they are a Talmud Chacham. It sounds like that it was the practice of them to wear the tzitzis before they got married. They could wear a talis, but they just shouldn't wear it over their head. And there is a practice upon custom. Some people do wear the talis before they're married, and some people don't wear the talis before they're married, and one should just go according to what their custom is. Siv Gimel, Talisos Ketanim Shalanosh Anonogin Lilbosh, the talis katan that we wear, Afopish Embem Ituf, Yotzim Dechovas Tzitzis. Even though one can't do Atifa with it, it's too small, you're still Yotze the Mitzvah of Tzitzis with that talis katan. The Tov Laniach also Al Rosho, it is best to wrap your head in it, Rachbo Lekamaso Lisatif, but to do an Atifa at first, Yamakach Motov Lefachos Kedehilch Dal Amos, and stand for Dal Amos with it, Fachakach Yem and then take it off and wear it as one normally wears the talis katan. The Mishnah Berurah says that since this is a normal clothing for us nowadays, this you are yotzei the mitzvah of tzitzis with it, even though you are not actually doing an atifa with it. The reason to do the atifa for a little bit is to at least be yotzei those who say that you need an atifa. But the Mishnah Berurah says that our minag is not to do this atifa. And that the reason for this, one reason not to do the atifa, says Mishnah Berurah, is since we don't say lehisatefa tzitzis on the talis katan. Rather, we would say the al mitzvah tzitzis. That shows that we don't really require an atifa on the talis katan. So it's okay not to do an atifa. Others say that it's because our talis katans are not large enough to do the atifa. They don't have the appropriate shear in order to do the atifa. The Archa Shulchan says also that we don't have the minhag to do an atifa on the talis katan. Some say that it's because our talis katan has the hole in it, so you're able to wear it without the atifa, as opposed to the talis gadol, which can't be worn without an atifa. And other reasons are given. Siv Dalid, Machzer Shtei Tzitzios Lefanu V'Shtayim La'Acher K'deshei Mesozov Sovav B'Mitzvos. One should be sure that two of the tzitzis are in the front and two are in the back, so you're surrounded by mitzvos. The Mishnah Berurah points out that we have the minhag to make an atara on the top of the talis, so that you'll always have the same tzitzis in the front and the same tzitzis in the back, and not switch them. And others say that you should also be makbid to have the right tzitzis always on the right and the left tzitzis always on the left. This is why there are some who point out that it's not appropriate to take all four tzitzis when saying Shema in front of you, because then you are no longer mesuzav b'tzitzis. Rather, you should just take the front two. And when you sit, if you want to make sure that the tzitzis aren't dragging on the floor, you should put the tzitzis behind you on the chair instead of putting them in front of you once again, so that you will have this mitzvah of b'mitzvos to constantly be surrounded by mitzvos. So if hey mevarech le'satef b'tzitzis, im shnayim, the bracha is le'satef b'tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah says that it is not batzitzis, it is bitzitzis. And he quotes in the Shartzi, and he says, many achronim say like this. However, the Bach, the Yavetz, the Shlad, Artos Chaim, And the Shulchan Aruch Rav all say to say batzitzis and not bitzitzis. The Levush says the reason for the batzitzis would be to show that it is a special tzitzis, which is referring to the tcheles. So since we don't have tcheles anymore nowadays, that's why we would say bitzitzis. However, the Bach disagrees with this, and the Bach says that we're just remembering the tcheles, so we can still say there is a special tzitzis in order to say batzitzis, to remember that the tcheles does exist. Continues the Machaber, Im Shnayim Al Shosha Misatvim Batalis Ka'achas, Kulam Avarchim. If two or three people are making a talis, are putting on a talis at one time, then everyone can make the bracha. Vim Ratzu Echem Avarich Va'acherim Yanu Amen. If they want, they can have one person make the bracha, and everybody yotze with that person. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though it's best to have one person do it for everyone else because of Baruch Hadras Melech, we are not knowing like this because it's hard for us to have the appropriate kavanos to be yotze with the other person, so therefore it's better for everyone to do it on their own. The Mishnah Berurah says if one wanted to be yotze with someone else, even if the person making the bracha had already been yotze for himself, he can still make the bracha again to be yotze others because of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zevazeh. But some say that this is only said about a person who is not a baki, but someone who is able to do it themselves should do it themselves. The Mishnah Berurah then adds that even if you didn't answer Amen, you can still be yotze with that other person, with their bracha, even without answering Amen. However, if you were doing it midin arvos, Rabbi Akiva Eger says, then you need an Amen. If the other person who's making the bracha had already been yotze, then you would need an Amen in order to be yotze with that person.